This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it is a brand new financial year, which means changes to rates have come in place, and if attitudes in Port Augusta are to go by, people aren't exactly happy. I'm joined by John Darley. He's a member of the Upper House in South Australia for Advance SA. John, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So I understand you've been contacted by quite a few people from Port Augusta concerned about changes to how rates are charged?
Absolutely, and they are not at all happy about the increases and the increased rates they're going to have to pay.
So we know this, spoken with the Port Augusta City Council, they've had to change from site value to capital value, but they did it a little bit earlier than probably the rest of the state. What does this all mean?
Well, that means a complete change in the rating base. Previously, the council rates are based on the land value component of each property, whereas from 1st of July this year, they're being charged rates on the basis of capital value, which includes land and improvements.
Right. So people who have had, I guess, work done on their property will be paying more in council rates then?
And some are paying less. Now, in connection with, first of all, the site value change to capital value, it wasn't necessary for the council to do it this year. They could have deferred it. But
it was something that was coming either way.
Oh, yes, because the government's made it quite clear that all councils are required to rate on capital value in future. Now, the other compounding fact is that the Valuer General has changed the valuations of capital value under what they called a revaluation initiative. And we have what we're experiencing is sharp increases in capital value to some properties and sharp reductions. And this has caused a number of councils in the metropolitan area to have to impose an individual rate cap on individual accounts to offset these huge rises in value.
Which, of course, is where that 20% cap for the Port Augusta City Council comes from.
Exactly.
Mm. So I guess the council have said that this is a more equitable way of rating, so people who have lower capital value pay less and vice versa with higher capital rating. Is this true? Is it more equitable?
Well, I don't know that it's more equitable, but certainly in fully developed areas of the state like Port Augusta and Adelaide in particular, it's a lot easier for the Valuer General to determine capital value because where properties are sold, the capital value is the matter that's being dealt with. Whereas there's very few sales of land, vacant land, and it's a fairly hypothetical exercise to try and analyse an improved sale to get the land value.
Right, okay. And obviously, like we said earlier, you've had a lot of talk from Port Augusta residents. What kind of things have you heard about their changes to how much they'll be paying in rates?
Oh, they're not happy at all. In fact, I've had about 20 inquiries from Port Augusta to date where they've had a sharp increase in rates and taxes, and they're complaining about a number of things, that the debt level of Port Augusta Council and also the number of activities the council's been involved in, where they're having to... two good examples at the airport, Port Augusta Airport, and also Wadlata. Now, what I'm doing is, when Parliament resumes on the 20th of July, I'll be asking the government questions about those two. Why does Port Augusta Council and their ratepayers have to pay for the maintenance of Port Augusta Airport and also Wadlata?
What's the main issue with Wadlata?
Well, that's a cost that is not normally paid for by councils. Normally the state government pays for those sorts of things.
So I guess the question is then, is there more in the Port Augusta community that the state government should be chipping in for rather than council?
Exactly, and that'll be the question I'll be asking on the 20th of July.
And that's a fair enough question. Well, John, any final thoughts for the people of Port Augusta who are, or even just the people in regional SA who are worried about their council rates?
Well, anyone who's concerned about their council rates, the first thing they need to do is write to the Valuer General and object to their valuation, and in doing so, ask for the sales evidence the Valuer General has used in making that valuation, because that's basically the only variable that can be contested.
Right, so just get in contact with the Valuer General and ask for your specific assessment.
Not only ask,
they'll
receive advice on the account, a rate account when it comes out, and when that happens, they should object to the Valuer General on the basis that the valuation is too high, but also ask for the sales evidence the Valuer General has used in making the valuation. If anyone wants assistance from my office, they can call 8237 9114 and we can help them.
No worries. Well, John, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay.
John Daly, member of the Upper House for Advance SA on your Classic Hits Breakfast.